Hey everyone, what is going on? It's Daniel here, and today I'm with Shimi Hapai, who is actually an email marketing specialist, and we're going to talk about how to set up and why it is important to set up a lead magnet, a highly converting lead magnet for your audience, so you can later on also convert them into paying clients. We're going to discuss all about that. And by the way, before we start and before I, you know, let her introduce herself, what I would like you to do is, if you like the channel, if you like the videos, please support us, leave down a comment, subscribe to the channel so you can get more awesome content. And yeah, let's start it up. I would love it if you can take a moment to share a little bit about who you are before we start with the questions.
Okay, hello everyone. Hope you are doing well right now. I am Shimi Hapai. I'm the Sassy Christian Digital Marketer. So I help coaches and course creators in their digital marketing needs, especially when it comes to email marketing campaigns for their product launches and webinars. So that is basically my specialization. So glad to meet you all in this podcast interview.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. So basically, again, this interview will be all about lead magnets, and later we'll also be sharing, because again, Shimi is a very knowledgeable about email marketing as well. So we'll also later show you how you can actually use the thing that you got using your lead magnet to actually introduce the sale. But again, even if you don't know what a lead magnet is, I'd like us to spend a couple moments to just describe, if you can, what a lead magnet is and why do people need to use it.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for that question. So, right, people think that lead magnet is basically a tool for them to increase their email list, but for me, lead magnet is a very important aspect of your marketing funnel, especially when you are doing email marketing, because it is the top of the funnel. It is the first thing that people need to go through. It is the entryway where people go through your email list. But there's one thing that you need to know. Why is it so important for you to create a lead magnet? It is about attraction and repulsion. So you don't want a lot of people going inside your email list that most of them are just lurkers or freeloaders. So imagine if you are going to give away a 50% discount or give away an Apple Mac. So definitely even me, I will also go and get inside your email list and claim for that offer, right? But a lead magnet is greatly used if you can just attract the right people inside your email list. The term there is to attract the people that is fitted for your business and repulse people who are just lurkers and freeloaders, because there's a lot of factors that will go in there when you're already in your email marketing side. So you need to have qualified leads, and you will use a lead magnet for that. So that's basically an overview of what a lead magnet is.
So I think it's super interesting, because a lot of people don't understand the importance of having one. I see so many people really trying to sell first and then build a relationship, which is, I mean, it can work, guys, but you should know that, again, as she just said, it's all about qualification. You need to know who to approach, because you cannot possibly approach anyone. It will be way too much time consuming. It will be ineffective. And a lead magnet is simply, in simple words, it's basically some kind of a frontal offer that you have for your audience to really show the first kind of a small commitment from their side before you actually introduce your, you know, later sales, or the ones that require more trust to be built before, or the ones that require actual money to be spent. So before you can, I don't know, sell your own masterclass that costs, I don't know, $1,000, you'll need to build some kind of a relationship first, and lead magnet is basically that. It's basically you asking who would like to check out your, I don't know, something. Usually it goes for free. And then you can, again, have them make this small commitment, build this first initial conversation with them, also providing some value so they'll know that you're an expert, that you have so much to share. And if the lead magnet is good, if the offer is good, they might be also tempted in checking out your other offers as well. So a lead magnet is very important, again, to qualify who are the ones that you should approach, interact with, and later introduce the sale to. And yeah, actually lead magnets can also be completely automated. This is also something that we'll discuss, but before we do that, and before you also switch to email marketing, which goes hand in hand with your lead magnet, guys, I'd like to ask, I mean, so many people offer lead magnets and there's so many different forms of it. So basically, I guess that a lot of people, when they think of lead magnets, they immediately think of providing some kind of a PDF, some kind of an ebook. So I'd be interested if we can spend a couple moments to discuss that topic, because I think there's so much more that you can offer. Sometimes, by the way, you already have something that you can use as a lead magnet, but you don't really know. So what are the best lead magnets that you've seen? What different forms do you know that people can use for lead magnets?
Yeah, sure. So again, yeah, you emphasize the need for a lead magnet, as this is the initial point where people get to know about you. And I see a lot of people nowadays really making things complicated. So a lot of them thinking that lead magnets should be ebooks, should be video courses, webinars. But if you are just starting out with your email list and yeah, you are creating your first lead magnet, for me, the best lead magnets are those that can easily give a win for your customers or for your audience. Because again, lead magnets convert your audience, the traffic, to leads. So it's only through a lead magnet that people become leads. And the best types of lead magnets are those that are done for you type of materials. So this will be checklists, this will be templates, this will be swipe files, this could be resource tools. Yeah, a lot of stuff that you can easily create, 1 to 2 page, to be a guide that people can easily digest and consume, because of course you will then nurture them inside your emails and make sure that before you send that first email to them, they have already consumed your lead magnet. So I don't suggest types of 3 sequence videos, because it will take them longer for them to finish that, and they will not be able to appreciate your email. So make it short, quick, and meaty. And at the same time, a lot of people are thinking that they should really educate in their lead magnet. But remember, a lead magnet is just a tool for them to get inside your email list. So remember that. And then you can just follow the education or the educate process inside the email marketing sequence. So that's, for me, our examples of best lead magnets.
Mm-hmm. I actually want to recap, because you mentioned a lot of great things that I think we should address. First of all, again, keep it simple. I think this is somewhere that a lot of people make mistakes on. They try to make a very attractive kind of lead magnet and to overpack it with a lot of value. And this is great when you think about, yes, it will be sexy and attractive and a lot of people would want to use it, but it can actually hurt the performance or the retention rate of people using this. And it can, without a doubt, also hurt your afterwards sales or commitments that you'll ask from them to make. Because if, for example, I don't know, you'll decide to create the best lead magnet ever, at least you'll think that this is the best lead magnet. You might not think in a few moments, but let's make this change. You can add like a 10-hour course that you previously sold for $1,000 completely for free. But if you won't understand that this is all about a quick win, as we just mentioned, chances are that they will be completely overwhelmed by what you just provided. And the next time that you'll introduce an actual sale, maybe even, you know, in the same kind of landing page afterwards, because sometimes people just after the lead magnet already introduces the cell, because it's, again, it's all about quick trust and quick relationship building. So they wouldn't be able to take your offer on that, because they will be, again, completely overwhelmed by the previous one. They didn't yet check it out. They didn't finish with it. They don't know how, how is your expertise, if you're knowledgeable about what you're talking about. They didn't have, again, the first initial, you know, contact from you that they could easily check. And mostly because they didn't yet finish with the product, they'll just not continue with you. However, if you'll provide a checklist or some kind of an easy-to-consume material or content, they will be able to provide or get the kind of content from you immediately and then continue to the next step. So this is why Shimi just mentioned that it is actually more for the done-for-you kind of services. So fill in the blanks, headlines. It is a checklist for making sure your landing page converts well. It is, a cheat sheet with all the different platforms and targeting you can do for real estate. It can be basically anything. It usually comes in PDF forms or things of that sort. It can also be videos. Again, guys, you can do that. But keep it short. Keep it easy to digest. Keep it, you know, while focusing on something that could be an easy and quick win. So if you, continue with video, for example, don't make a video tutorial on how to create a project that will take them 30 days to make. Choose something very, very specific and do a tutorial on something that they can implement immediately and see results within 24 hours so they can proceed for your next offer. So yeah, I just want to mention that, and I think it's super cool and helpful what you just mentioned. And a lot of people make mistakes in that. And I see also, and this leads me to the third question, a lot of people are claiming they cannot possibly make a lead magnet because they have no experience or whatsoever in graphic designs. And we all know that those kind of visuals needs to be professional, needs to look attractive, because, you know, this is what your audience sees. So I'd love if you can give your thoughts on that. I mean, how do a complete newbie in graphic designs can do that too?
Sure. So thank you for that question again. And you see, creation of a lead magnet will not take your time really, because the actual part is that the email marketing sequence. So you see, so in the lead magnet, you can create, I have two tips for you. First, you can use Canva. Actually, I use Canva for my lead magnets. My first lead magnet was created through that platform. So it is basically friendly for people who are not really talented when it comes to graphics. So I am not a talented person when it comes to arts, but I use that platform. So it's easy to use. You can sign up for free and you can try it and check if it will work for you. And my second tip is, of course, you need to focus on your strength. So if graphic design is not your strength, then you may need to outsource people who are really good at this stuff, because you can just pay them for a little bit of dollars or money, then they are willing to do the work for you. So don't worry about the process of in terms of design of your lead magnet, and that can easily be done in a day or two. So that's for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think it's great. And by the way, guys, depending on where you watch it, I mean, if you'll be watching this on YouTube, I'll try to also add some visual aids so you can see some kind of lead magnets that you can use. So basically, they will be starting to pop up now on the screen. So yes, Canva, I know also for certain that a lot of people use, and it's great. It's basically an alternative to softwares like Photoshop. If you don't know how to operate one or don't have a license to Photoshop, you can use Canva, which is completely free and already comes with the templates and stuff. It's all about using existing templates that are already nice and well, you know, designed. So you can just drag and drop different elements, emojis, textiles, and tweak some things, and you can basically have a graphic design made in like 30 minutes. That is considered, you know, look very good because it was already previously designed. You just tweaked a couple of things and added some text to it. And again, this is super, it's free, it's copyright free, you can use it in whatever way. And yeah, depending on how you want it, I mean, some people also provide videos, say they like using mockups. If you don't know what a mockup is, basically there are a lot of websites completely free. I'll try to provide a link. Again, if you're watching it, for example, on YouTube, I can provide links. If you're watching it on my podcast, just switch to YouTube and search for it, and you'll be able to see links for mockup sites. So basically, if you have a design that you made with Canva, for example, you can already paste it. I don't know if you've seen all those ads and stuff, even in all those fashion brands that just take their design and already paste it on a model, or paste it on a computer screen, or paste it somewhere, and it looks super professional. It looks like you have, I don't know, a whole different line of models standing up with your brand clothing. And it's very simple, and you can do that too. So this is all for the visual aids. And you can also, as mentioned, use websites like Fiverr, like Upwork, outsourcing websites, which you can use to really automate, not automate it, but use someone else who's already experienced. I can tell you that I've had a lot of great designs made from Fiverr for like $5 to $10. It can be super cheap, and it can easily replace your hours and hours of endless frustration on Canva or Photoshop. Just one tip before we continue. Be specific about what it is you want, because I found that when you, for example, approach a Fiverr seller and buy something, unless you really, really clarify what it is you want, they'll provide you with the most basic and regular and ugly designs ever. But if you'll be able to show some kind of an example or really put some specific notes to it, they'll be able to provide you with, again, A-level designs. So I'll try to put a link also to Fiverr, to Upwork, everything down below so you can check it out. And I have another question. Well, actually I have several more questions. But one that I wanted to ask is, and I know a lot of people suffer from, and it's a hard question to answer, but basically, how do you know if your lead magnet is good enough? I mean, how do you know, how do you validate your idea? Can you share your thoughts on that?
Yeah, sure. So that question is really a common question for a lot of people who are beginners when it comes to email marketing, because they don't know actually where to start, what is the title of their lead magnet, what is their topic. So I have a tip for you guys. You need to know your customer avatar, the pain points of that customer avatar. You conduct surveys, you study them, the forums, the groups where they are, and see what are the common problems that they have, given that you have this specific target market in mind. If your market is so big, just get a segment of that market, capture their pain points, capture their biggest concerns, and create one lead magnet that can address those concerns. And for me, that will be a great way to validate if your lead magnet will work, because definitely it can already solve some people's problems and they have no choice. It is an irresistible offer for them if they see that lead magnet, so they will eventually opt into your list. So that for me is the best way to verify and validate if your lead magnet is really work or is great for you. So that's for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I completely agree. Doing a proper avatar research is crucial for your success. I mean, you can be in business for like 20, 30 years, but I've seen the most bizarre cases of people having no freaking idea what their customer avatar is, what their desires or what their problems are. And this is basically what you need to do in order to build a high converting lead magnet. Because, I mean, if you're into real estate and you'll just figure out that real estate agents, I don't know, have a specific problem with, well, what kind of problems they can have. Real estate, maybe finding clients or finding good properties. I mean, if you'll just think of something like without any testing, without any research prior. I mean, it might attract some people, but if you spend a couple hours or even a couple of days, sometimes it takes that, into researching their audience, the audience, and I don't know, join some tips that I can give you. Join groups that are highly targeted for your niche and create posts about it. I mean, what other way than asking people what their problems are and what they want is better than just asking them in the right forums, groups that are already, you know, have thousands of them in it. So using groups and forums, you can obviously check websites. I mean, websites that are highly targeted for a specific audience. What do they post about? What are their blogs about? What posts that they have get the most engagement? Okay. What, I mean, you're into Google, you write real estate. What comes up in autocomplete? What kind of things that they need the most? What do they search for the most? I mean, there's so many other things you can do. You can check on YouTube. I mean, for real estate again, an interesting example, because I am just watching someone who's called Graham Stefan. He has like, I think almost 2 million subscribers on YouTube. And he basically talks a lot about real estate. So you can check Graham Stefan out and see what kind of videos are performing the best for him, because he teaches real estate. His audience are the ones that you're trying to, you know, qualify. So what kind of product will suit them best? Not what will suit them, but what will suit them the most, okay? Which will attract them the most? Which will attract the most clients? Which will be most attractive, okay? So as for answering if that, and as for answering if is it good enough just yet, I think it all comes down to testing. You'll have the option to launch, see, I don't know, get 5,000 people in, say how many convert, do some tweaks, do some changes. Usually for headlines, for visuals, you can even create a completely new lead magnet if you can, and just test, bring 5,000 people there as well and do it. And if you can bring 5,000, you can do it with lower. Usually 5,000 is the kind of amount of data that I require to really make a judgment and decisions on, but you can obviously do it with less. And yeah, this is a great contribution, so thank you for that. And I think that now will be the topic that you'll be interested in the most. Here's come the email marketing, guys. And just a quick note before we start, you don't need to be a lead magnet expert or have experience to enjoy this call, okay? We're going to cover it from the most beginner phase, so you'll have the understanding and all the tips you can possibly have for an amazing and quick start. So I created a lead magnet. What now? What is the next step?
All right, so let's say that your audience are already inside your list because they have already opt-in from your that lead magnet. So now it's time for you to create that what we call perfect welcome sequence. So yeah, it is the first time of these people to go inside your list. This is the best time to indoctrinate them. That's the term there. Indoctrinate these people of who you are, share your story, and share your vision, your mission, and of course, that's part of the sequence. They call it, some people call it soap opera sequence, because yeah, there's this email sequence where you get to share stories, not only about yourself, but your journey, the other people's journey. And actually it's around 7 to 10 days. And also during this part, when people are already inside your list, it is the best time for you to create an email marketing calendar, because yeah, the purpose why you created your email list in the first place is of course to convert leads to customers. And yeah, they will not stay just be a subscriber, but they will eventually convert as customer, and you can use a tripwire in the process. And actually, it depends on the pricing of your offers. If it is a low price product, you can have it after 2 weeks or 3 weeks. If it is higher ticket price product, you can you need to have a product launch campaign for that, which may last for another 1 to 2 weeks. So that's really on the email marketing side. But again, going back to the question, what happens next after these people goes inside your list? You need to plan, you need to prepare, because this will be a customer value journey that you are going to be planning ahead. Make your email marketing calendar, make your offers in place, because eventually you will offer them after a few weeks once the subscribers inside your list. Because these subscribers are still cold leads. You need to convert them, nurture them, engage with them for a week or two, and then you can already pre-sell a tripwire product so that you can have that commitment from them, even with a small price that they are going to buy from you. And at the same time, you can already repulse or reject some people. You will have unsubscribes, but it's okay. Those people are not the ones fit for you. They are just there because they just want the lead magnet. So it's understandable fact. So this is a journey, and this is what you need to know when it comes to email marketing.
I'd actually have some things to offer from my insights, but you've used the term tripwire a couple of times, and I'll appreciate it if you can just take a moment to explain it to some of our audience who might not be familiar with the term.
Sure. So tripwires are not part of your main or core offer. So these are just a little offer weeks after they subscribe to your list that you can give to them. It's like an impulse buy, a small ticket item, usually $1 to $10, just for you to validate if those people that goes inside your list can really convert as buyers. These items are usually small items that can show you that they are committed to go through the customer value journey.
Okay, so you mentioned a lot of great things, a lot of great topics. So I'd like to do a quick recap, guys, because you might not know that, but we actually answered a lot of questions now. So basically, you started with saying, what now? I mean, you already had a lead magnet, so we might skip the phase, and I want to address that. So let's say that you have a lead magnet and you have no idea what to do from now. Basically, you need to set up, first of all, a landing page or some kind of a page that shows your lead magnet with the option to, because what we want the most is to get their contact information. So basically, a lead magnet, all the process of a lead magnet is to get their contact information in exchange for some reward. This is the lead magnet. This is also why it's usually being granted for free, okay? You give away something for free in exchange for the contact information, and using the contact information, you later introduce further sales. So let's say that someone already registered, got their lead magnet. Usually you do that completely automatically using some kind of an email marketing services. There's a lot of them for free. And we'll address that in the last question that we have for today. But basically, when you sign up, you can choose, of course, again, free services. Basically, you can very, very easily automate the procedure. And as soon as they register, they get the email. And now what happens is that you build a sequence. So just what we said, you want the sequence to be, again, as converting as possible, as good as possible. It actually combines a few emails that, again, are completely automated and are being sent whenever you choose to, by the registration date. So for example, they registered, they got an email with the freebie that you promoted. Now 24 hours has passed, they get another email. 24 more hours, they get another email. And as for asking how many emails you should do before introducing the sale, again, as shared just previously, it usually, it has a lot to do with the kind of offer that you're trying to promote. I mean, if it's a very, you know, a low ticket one, It will require less introduction, less value, less emails, less relationship building. But usually it will require at least 3, 4, 5 emails before you can actually start doing something. You want to not spam people because you'll quickly be removed and unsubscribed. You want to provide value in every one of your emails, including the ones that you're actually selling stuff in. So don't just do an email, okay, I have an offer, $500, you can get in, build some kind of a story, teach them something, provide some kind of value. And yes, and this is the whole point of using a lead magnet. So you can, again, further qualify the audience, because you've already qualified the people who want the free magnet, lead magnet. Now you want to qualify the people who want more services from you. And this is a great way to do that, because emails are basically the cheapest thing to you, the method to advertise. Usually that's why you see the largest returns of investments using emails, because unlike ads, unlike any kind of paid promotions, other than maybe a very little fee that you can also avoid by using a free service for like 3,000 people, 2,500 people using softwares like MailChimp, for example. So basically, you don't need to pay anything. And if you have a spectacular list of tens of thousands of people, you might pay anywhere between $50 to a couple hundred for a month. And this is nothing, okay? So yes, I think it's very important that we address that, and thank you for that. And I guess an additional question that I have, well, we basically kind of covered that. It was basically, when do we know that you can introduce the sell? So I'd like to tweak the question a little bit. And instead of asking that, I'd ask, we introduced the sell, we got some clients. What now? Do we stop or do we continue?
Of course, you don't stop, especially if these clients are just new to your list. So this is just part of the conversion stage. If you are familiar with the customer value journey, it is just like the third or fourth stage of that journey. And we have 8 more stages. And after that, after the conversion, you need to have them repeat buy again. Because one thing you may need to know is that once a buyer, he or she will always be a buyer. So that is one thing that you need to understand with getting a warm lead or hot lead inside your list. Eventually, you can repeat buy again, create another sequence, nurture, and then sell another upsell or another product or another offer of yours. And then at the same time, you nurture them, make them excited of your next offers, and until they ascend to the stage that they will be your loyal followers and they will also be your promoters. So you will not stop with that initial sale. You need to nurture that person like a friend, like a family, because that person will stick to you until the end. Mm-hmm. So that's it for me.
Okay, that's a great addition. And I have 2 things to say about that. First of all, it's a little bit more advanced, guys, but as just mentioned, you can actually further segment your audience. So if, for example, you got 100 people that took your lead magnet, and now you delivered a couple emails, you introduced the sell, and on the 7th email, 10 of them bought, okay? 10 out of 100. So you can actually take those 10 and, again, completely automate it by your email marketing service, which, again, can be free. You can actually provide a completely different sequence for them. So starting from now, when they clicked or did something, they join a different list that has a completely different sequence that introduces even larger ticket sales, larger offers, because they already bought. They show that they're more interested, they're more engaged. They probably trust you more than the others. They probably are in more need of your services. So you should never stop selling. Again, as long as you can actually provide value and not repeat the same kind of sell, you should always continue and, you know, go more and more in the price itself. I mean, if you just bought a $50 product, I mean, you can obviously also sell a $10 offer now, but I would actually advise to introduce more expensive sales, because he already showed that he's interested. Why not exploiting the situation? Again, it also means that you'll need to provide more value to really justify the price, but you can do that. And he gave you the permission to. And one more thing is actually what I wanted to address. We took it in a different path. Is you have a sequence, you introduce the sale. Let's say 6 emails, you provided a lot of value. 7th email, you introduce an amazing sale. You gave even scarcity, 24 hours. And some of them bought, but a lot of them didn't. Many will buy, will not buy, okay? So the question is if whether we continue from there. And I would highly suggest you to. I mean, I see a lot of people, same goes on social media when they approach or cold outreach someone, they spend a lot of time, they get a decline and then they stop. So there's like no follow-ups. And the money is in the follow-ups. So if, for example, a person like, I don't know, George decided that your product is not interested for him, he decided that it's not interested for him at the moment. So if you continue on your path, you keep on providing value, sometimes it takes a long time, but they'll further buy. I mean, I've got emails from people for years. They keep on sending them and I never bought. But I also got some people who've been delivering me emails for a year or two and I bought. And one time I even bought a $1,500 product. So should that person continue to send me? Yes, why not? I mean, it doesn't cost him much. And he just got a $1,500 sale, which I think was well worth it. I possibly paid for his whole subscription for like 2 years, I think. So yes, you should continue. Again, not repeating the same sell. I mean, if you just send an email selling something and it didn't buy and you continue on sending every single day the same email with the same sell, they'll unsubscribe, they'll spam you, you'll be a horrible person, and no one will ever want to buy from you. However, if you'll continue to provide value and maybe even tweak the offer a little bit and, you know, take some times off and introduce the sale again in one later week, for example, and not push it too aggressively, it will be subtle enough for people to both want to stay and keep listening to you, and you'll also be reminding them about who you are every single day, and they eventually they might not be interested, but they might have a friend or they might know someone else, and later you'll convert them as well. So this is also very, very important. Keep on sending emails. Okay, you can do it for years. I've seen people do it for years. I have a guy named Ray Edwards. I don't know if you know him. He's like a very popular copywriter. And he's been delivering me emails for years. And it's so funny because, well, I no longer have something to buy. I already bought some of his stuff. But I always have his name in my mind. Because I always see his emails and I always know if he has more offers. I always be the first one to know when he launches something new. When, I mean, he is doing a great job because I might be interested in some of his, I don't know, newer products as well. And I'm always thinking about him. It's quite obsessively because he's like delivering, I think, more than even one mail a day. But I enjoy reading them. So I guess that my last question, and someone that a lot of people will enjoy, is actually this kind of the different services that you can use. So with preference to use maybe free ones, so they can just start out with any kind of tools that you recommend, even from premium ones, let's say.
Okay, sure. So actually it depends on the business of the person, mm-hmm. because there's one email marketing email marketing service that is really great for e-com, that what we call Klaviyo. And we also
I don't think I know it.
It is Klaviyo, Klaviyo. So okay. This email marketing software is great for e-com. So that is for e-com. But if you are a coach or you have a business, course creator, or you just want to build your list, I have a few tips for you. And yeah. So first, you can go with the SendFox, that's just relatively new. It was offered in the AppSumo just last year. And you can also go with MailerLite, MailChimp. So those are the basic ones. GetResponse. Yeah, and if you are going to premium ones, you have ActiveCampaign, and you may also consider ConvertKit. But also, as stated by Daniel a while ago, there are some of these, most of them actually, have free subscription up to 1,000 subscribers. And then after that 1,000 level mark, you will start to pay to this EMS or email marketing software. So yeah, if you want to try it out, just check what features you weigh, the features that really is more better for you, or yeah, you check the deliverability, the open rates, the metrics, if it has the KPIs that you want for your email marketing, if it is highly recommended for personalization, because yeah, emails should be personalized so that you can make sure that people will open this, they can relate to these emails, and at the same time budget. If you see that you are quite tight on budget, there are lower price EMS and there are higher price EMS, and there are also types of EMS that is friendly like GetResponse and more technical like ActiveCampaign. So those are the EMS that I recommend and I also use nowadays. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a lot of great tools. Thank you for that. Just a clarification, guys. KPIs, key performing indicators, specifically if you are going to use an email marketing service, you want to know the metrics. So it is important decision to know what kind of data they provide. So there's many great tools and some of them provide more data, some of them provide less data. Basically, most of them provide the key ones, like opening rates, how many people actually click. You can see that. I mean, if you send 100 emails, you can know exactly how many people clicked, opened, how many, not just opened, but also clicked the link inside, how many what country is your audience that clicks or opens is most from, what kind of hours do they usually open it at. I mean, so much unbelievable data that you can use to actually further optimize your delivery rates. I mean, if you see that on 4 p.m. in Poland, people usually open it, so you might even segment some of your people in Poland and deliver it at 4 p.m. And you might even, I don't know, segment different languages. I mean, if you have multiple languages, you might even deliver in both languages. I mean, you can do so many advanced things. And yes, a lot of services do provide a free version. So I don't know the exact numbers, but I think MailChimp provides you with, I think MailChimp is the one that provides the most contacts. I think there are about 2,500 contacts for free, if I'm not mistaken. This is actually amazing because so many people can actually enjoy the free account for like forever, because so many people don't have such great lists. I mean, 2,500, it depends on whether you go for quality or numbers, but 2,500, you can make a lot of money from such a list. And MailerLite is also something that you mentioned. It actually is something that I never knew existed, but I heard from a friend not long ago. I think they provided 1,000 or 1,500, something like that. So it's also great. Basically, I would recommend sticking to ones that is easily navigatable and user-friendly. I think both of them are very easy. I think that, well, I didn't see MailerLite, but MailChimp is kind of, well, it's very nice. It can be kind of techy, but I'm also positive that you have so many tutorials on MailChimp. So you can basically YouTube it and you'll find so much data because they're very long time in business and they are very, very popular. They have so many clients and they have a great support actually from my experience. And yeah, so you mentioned something with the Fox as well. What was that?
It's SendFox. SendFox. It's one-time payment.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so
I don't know any that is like that.
Yeah. That is offered by AppSumo. last year. So one-time payment, and then you have unlimited lease. You may also consider that, especially when you're starting out.
Well, that's interesting. So basically, just use one. A waiver, get response, so many. One more thing that you should know is that if you're promoting affiliate offers, okay, affiliate marketing is not allowed in all platforms. I know that I tried to open an account, I think it was on AWeber, because I heard great things about that. And it was quite shocking because they actually called me to ask me how my trial is going. And when they asked about my business and understood that I also have affiliate offers, they told me, in simple words, go away. Because it's against the terms of services. So you should basically check it out. But if you don't do affiliate marketing, basically most of the stuff are pretty much allowed. Okay. So just check it out. And basically, I think that we both agree that MailChimp and I think MailerLite can be awesome to look at first, because they have a great plan for free that you don't need to pay anything for, and you can check and see what goes well for you, what goes best. And by the way, guys, also something that you should know, you can always export the list, import the list. You can start with MailChimp, you can take the list and manage it somewhere else. Usually you can reach customer support and they'll help you with doing that. I mean, if you don't, you're not taking enough to understand it, usually it's quite simple to do it. So you don't need to, you know, stick with one. You can always choose, switch, do multiple, even though I don't see any reason for doing multiple. But yeah, so these are all great additions. And I think that it was a terrific interview, and I thank you so much. And unless you have something else to share, I'd love it if you can share just where people can find you.
Yeah, sure. So people can find me in my social media platforms. In Facebook, I have my page, Shimi Hapai. And at the same time, in LinkedIn, I'm also active in LinkedIn. I'm sharing value there. Mm-hmm. Also, people will be aware about email marketing, because they think emails are dead, but not really. A lot of people are still winning inside email marketing, because money is shady, but it is true. And of course, you don't want that your leads are in one platform. Don't put your eggs in one basket, guys. So you can use email marketing as another platform. So yeah, I'm teaching people about, I'm sharing my experiences in LinkedIn, and yeah, I'm also in Facebook, and I also have my podcast, but it is mainly podcast where I feature successful entrepreneurs as well. So That's it for me.
Okay, that's great, thank you. I think you should definitely follow her on LinkedIn. This is where I found her. You've been trending quite nicely on email marketing, so a lot of value in there as well. If you're like me and have no idea how to write it down, I'll put her name on the channel, on the title, so you can just copy paste it on LinkedIn and Facebook and find. And yeah, it was amazing, and thank you so much. I think it was truly great, and there's a lot of information that was shared here. And guys, if you enjoyed the video, leave us a comment, let us know what you think, subscribe to our channel, and keep getting awesome content. Okay, so thank you so much, guys. Have a great evening, or day, I don't know, and I'll see you on one of my next videos.